It's called the Race to Alaska, a trek for teams from Washington State to Alaska. Winning the contest will earn you a big prize. Second place, well, not so much. The unique race is this feature on the American Countryside.
Get your auction voice ready. Ready to bid on a Timpty Super Hopper grain trailer at the Farm Progress Show. You can also bid on an Encirca Pro Level package, a Thunder Power Tarp, a VIP trip to the 2018 Commodity Classic, and more. Bid online or in person at the DuPont Pioneer booth. The auction starts Thursday, August 31st at 1 p.m. Central. Proceeds go to the National FFA Foundation and state FFA associations. Register to bid at pioneer.com/chrome. That's pioneer.com/QROME.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Each June in Port Townsend, Washington, there's a race that will test team endurance.
Race to Alaska is you have to get to Ketchikan, Alaska from Port Townsend, and it's a 750-mile journey, and you cannot use a motor, and you cannot have any assistance.
Maury Lawrence says 60 teams competed last year for a very large first prize and a not-so-big second prize.
You just can sail or kayak or swim if you want to. And the first prize is $10,000, and the second prize is a set of steak knives.
Certainly an incentive to try for the top spot and nothing else.
You cannot get a parking space in downtown Port Townsend at 6 in the morning when the race goes off because it is completely packed downtown and everyone wishing the racers well.
Some winning teams have used a catamaran to sail their way to victory. Certainly there are teams looking to win the big prize. And based on the pace of some, well, they may be in the race simply for the fun of the journey.
I think the first year guys won it in 3 days, and then it takes some people about 2 weeks.
The town is host to a number of one-of-a-kind events throughout the year. In fact, this town takes great pride in their number of offerings.
We've won a lot of awards, you know, but we also have been named some of the most romantic places to be and top places to retire and the coolest small towns in America. We just won a lot of those kind of accolades, and I think that really gives our town cachet.
And those awards have translated into a town that attracts a lot of people, either for just a day or as a place to make a new home. Traveling the countryside in Port Townsend, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.